You're with SBS Radio.
The United States has expressed concern about reports some United Nations officials have been detained in Ethiopia. The Ethiopian Human Rights Commission is reporting Tigrayan arrests in the capital, and at least 16 UN staff have been detained. US State Department spokesperson Ned Price.
Well, we have seen the reports, and we find them concerning. We clearly condemned the previous expulsion of UN officials from Ethiopia, and if confirmed, we would similarly condemn arrests of UN staff members based on ethnicity.
A year after the outbreak of the war between the Tigray Liberation Front and Ethiopian government forces, the United Nations Security Council is still yet to act. This is despite the UN's own assessment that there are famine conditions in Tigray and that the Ethiopian government, aided by the Eritrean army, is systematically obstructing the delivery of essential aid to the region. Ethiopia is landlocked and depends on neighbouring countries for their fuel, exports and imports. But the embattled Tigray region is not only landlocked, it's been under a blockade, preventing most trade from entering, with everything from food to daily household goods scarcely available. This is Tina Quinn with SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.